When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning actress and fashion icon. She currently stars in Divorce on HBO.
I have no idea why you have three putters. And I am not a narcissist. I know because I read the book and I took the quiz.
And yet you still thought it was about you.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
You shaved your mustache.
I did.
Looks good. Yeah, because your face looks, you know, like, less...
Is that a compliment? That sounds like a semi-compliment.
It is.
Please welcome Sarah Jessica Parker.
I'm all turned around because this is my first time here.
This is the first time we've had a chance to talk. I've had your lovely husband, Matthew Broderick, on a few times. You and I have never actually been on stage together before.
Correct, in front of other people.
Right, and Dave had his desk over there.
Yes, so I'm all...
Right, so the whole thing is discombobulated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this outfit.
Oh, thank you. You can have it when you're... When we're done.
I don't think I have the hips for it.
I think you might.
Mm-hmm. What I like is that it's kind of got like sort of like a very subdued, like sort of French, like a 19th century schoolmaster look to it. But it's got all this glamour and sparkle to it. It's really wonderful.
It's how you seduce the school children. It's how you hypnotize.
Which was legal back then.
Yeah.
Let's keep in
mind. Everything was legal
back then. You're
playing
a character
then.
Right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
But you're a fashion icon yourself because of Sex and the City.
Okay.
Which, you know, obviously everybody... No, it's true.
Wow.
Yeah, is that nice?
Oh,
that
what nice? A fantastic ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much.
It hypnotizes.
You're looking up there because you don't want me to ask you whether there's going to be a Sex in the City 3. You're trying to change the subject, but I'm not going to ask you about
it. Speaking to my good ear.
I'm not going to ask you about that because everybody asks you if there's going to be a Sex in the City 3. And I just ask you, like, what part would I play? If it was...
Wow. Well, there's an opening.
Oh, really? Really? How...
I'm not
who do I have to act like? What would my character be like?
Well, according to just... very recent documentation of why we're not making it. It's because the part usually played by Kim Cattrall has been vacated.
Oh.
So that's what I mean.
Oh,
that
kind
perhaps
of a Samantha.
You want to play a Samantha.
I'm fun in Abu Dhabi. I'm kind of like, you know, a little slutty, kind of fun,
you
know.
Know that we were in Abu Dhabi. We were in Abu Dhabi.
You are fun in Abu Dhabi. Remember that was?
Yeah,
you remember
no, we
your
were
second
all.
Movie?
Yes, we were a lot of fun in.
Did
Abu
they Dhabi. Like you in Abu Dhabi?
No, we weren't allowed in Abu Dhabi. We shot in Morocco.
Pretending to be
yes,
in Abu
yes.
Dhabi.
Yes, the Abu Dhabians did not take. Mm-hmm. I think primarily. I mean, I'm just speculating, but I think the word sex in the script, the title page. Sincerely, I think, was objectionable.
Wow.
Just the title of the show or the movie was verboten.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I'm just guessing, but, and maybe things have changed. I mean, there's been
you
progress.
You could have just renamed it, Drunk White Happy Lady.
No, we did think of that.
Try to
but
fool
that,
them?
We tried
and
to.
And then afterwards, they go, aha!
Well... I don't want to take credit for any of the obfuscation that was plotted, but I'm just saying that there was some thought about finding a more palatable way to tell the truth.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all looking for that on a daily basis?
But this was back in the day where truth mattered. You know, where you hung your hat on honor.
There wasn't such a thing. My apologies.
You know, honor and principle and just good old-fashioned reliable.
Fact-checking. Now, you got the new show on HBO. It's called Divorce.
Yes,
and
it
you,
is.
And,
yes,
you've been married for 20 years to the lovely and talented Matthew Broderick.
Yes.
Now, when you do a show called... Yes, give it up for Matthew Broderick.
When, did you call him lovely sung and talented?
He is lovely and talented. Yeah. We've sung and danced together on this stage.
Yes, he's had much more time with you than I have.
We're not done. We're not done. You just stay here. We'll turn the cameras off and you and I will just spend the evening together.
All right.
You know, you've been married to him for 20 years, so doing a show on divorce, is that like, you know, is like trying out like a fantasy camp? Like, what is it for you? What's it like to do a show about divorce when you're not a divorced person?
It's a nice way to learn that you'd rather not divorce because it's not pleasant. It turns out that divorce is unpleasant. To be honest, it doesn't really affect what happens in my home. But I think it, in some ways it's a sort of subversive, it seems sort of supportive of marriage in a strange way to talk about divorce and to examine it and to see what, you know, sort of how incredibly complicated and unpleasant and devastating, awful, you know, often. I don't know, it just seems maybe easier just to stay married. You know,
It's not.
I guess, yes. Yeah. But maybe the things that don't, like the things that bother you that don't matter, maybe they actually don't matter. And maybe therefore, that's really... What I'm saying is that don't get divorced unless you really are bothered by the things that don't matter. Mm-hmm. You understand?
I have a friend whose father told him, imagine the thing, before you get married to someone, imagine the thing you like least about this person, multiply it by 10, and think, could I take 50 years of that?
Right.
And I did that with my wife. Got it. I'm in. 100%. And I was totally right. 25 years in.
Yeah.
I think I got 50% left in the tank.
You guys are 25 years?
25 years left, yeah. Well, this fall will be 25 years.
That's very impressive.
Yeah.
So, you know, you find that you have a fairly high threshold for the things that, you know,
Yeah. Right? Have a high threshold for pain. That's the right thing for a marriage. Now, you've been performing. How old were you first started performing?
I was 8.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 8.
My research people found something here, and I don't know whether you know they found this, but they found that in 1983, you gave an interview. It says, actress, 18, has some regrets. Okay?
I'm regretful that they gave my age in 1983. That's what I regret.
Get out your calculators. Now, the 18-year-old singer and actress, who now lives in Bergen County, she missed prom. You never went to prom.
That's true.
And well, so why?
You know why? Actually, because I was shooting Footloose. I was shooting a prom scene while missing my very own prom. Yes, and in fact, the fellow that I was going to attend prom with, who I guess could say was my boyfriend, he was crowned prom king.
What was his name?
He knows who he is.
Okay.
His name is...
he's prom king. That's who he is.
His first name is David.
Okay, King David.
And I saw... Yes. Yes.
Yes. It's eternal.
And I intuited big things for him.
Oh.
And in fact, he was prom king. And I think got a scholarship for college, too. Like, a lot of good.
I thought you were going to say, he got a scholarship for promming.
No.
Yeah, he went pro. He went pro prom later.
I think he stopped by my parents on the way to the prom, and I think they brought my dress out on a hanger to show him what I would have worn.
Oh.
And I think it was like a sort of cantaloupe colored silk, either like a Gunny Sachs or a Laura Ashley, you know, dress.
Oh, good.
And I think about it now and it was like super chaste, like really covered, like very proper.
I heard that you never went to prom.
I didn't go to prom.
And so I was wondering whether you would go to prom with me.
Well, of course, on behalf of the millions of Americans. Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Lovely.
Hold on, we need a prom photo.
Oh, it's classic.
club photo.
Oh, thank you.
Coming up, Matthew Broderick.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, tonight, my first guest, I'm very excited about, is one of my favorite people to talk to, a two-time Tony Award-winning actor known for his beloved roles in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Election, and The Producers. Please welcome back to the show, the great Matthew Broderick. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Very nice to see you.
Yeah, I like how you're casual. You play very casual, very underplayed. I described you as great when you came out here, and you were like, yeah, whatever.
I've heard it before, you know.
You've heard
But also, I've discovered about myself, the more tense I am, the more calm I appear, which is a
familiar
problem.
You look very calm right now.
The calmer I look, the more, you know, like that.
Your heart is hammering
inside?
Yeah,
right now I'm about
to pass out. I would never know. Yeah. I would never know. Are you an anxious person, generally speaking?
Yes.
But you're beloved. Everybody loves Matthew Broderick. Don't you ever love Matthew Broderick?
Does that soothe you? Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Because did a sign just say, act like you love him? Did a sign light up? And...
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's right here. Well, listen, I think a lot of people first got to know you was 30 years ago, because this is the 30th anniversary of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes. Yeah.
I imagine, because even my kids have watched it. Like, you know, do people like jump up at you and go, like, oh, hey, Ferris.
They still do,
Still do.
Thank you. See, it happens all the time. Or they'll say, is this your day off? And I have to, thank you, that's a good one. And, I can't think of what other fun ones I've heard, I can't think of any.
Yeah. Do you know, like, when someone's walking at you, do you, like, know which of your parts they're going to, like, have known? You know, can you sort of see them coming?
I don't have that sense. Usually it's Ferris, but every now and then I'll be like, Inspector Gadget. I like Inspector Gadget.
Sure.
Or something really peculiar. Lady Hawk. Or, you know, so.
You were. You had a hell of a haircut in Lady Hawk.
I did.
Didn't you have the bowl cut?
I had a bowl cut.
Like you had the upburns and the bowl cut?
Yeah, it was historically accurate. It was in medieval times. Yeah,
as was Ferris Bueller. It was historically accurate to the 1980s.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. People, my friends in high school used to say to me, well, that's you. Ferris, that's you.
Really?
And was that a compliment?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know, yeah.
Like a troublemaker, a guy who like ditches. Did you ditch
school? Did you do that?
What? I did it once.
And what happened?
I was bored. Because I didn't do it with like a pretty girl and my troubled friend.
Well, he says that in the movie.
Yes,
he says the worst thing is if you don't plan because you just can't hang out with your friends, so you end up home watching TV all day.
That's
says that in the movie.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Did you ever ditch?
No, I would miss a period or two, you know, stroll in, and I'd go, the high school I went to was on Central Park, and...
Was this like an actor high school? Was this like an art high school?
It was very arty, so you could sort of float out every now and then. And,
just feel it, baby.
I felt it,
I
went to the park.
If your character wants to study today, just let your character... Do you really just go to Central Park?
I need it today.
Yeah. Would you, was this in the, was this the late 70s or like early 80s, something like that?
This is the 40s, Stephen.
Now, you and your lovely wife, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
Who I always love seeing. Always love seeing. I hope I see this weekend. You guys are big supporters of Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And very nice person. They don't know yet.
Nobody's
they don't know
throw
yet.
Anything.
Don't tell them.
Okay.
Don't tell them. No, she did not win, but, you know, potato, potato. And 6 and 1/2 does. I'm sure it'll be the same. But now Donald Trump is a native New Yorker. You're a native New Yorker. Have you ever run into him? Have you ever spent any time with Mr. Trump?
Yeah. You know, I am. I've walked by the building plenty.
But in all your years, I mean, you're a famous New Yorker.
Yeah.
Broadway star. You have to have seen him backstage or something.
You
like
would
that.
Think, but I was thinking about that, and I don't think I've ever met him. I don't think he's ever come to a show that I was in at all.
Really?
I never been, no, because usually if somebody like that comes, you kind of know it, or comes yeah, yeah. backstage.
Yeah, he's loud. You'd know it. So what?
You were great. No. That didn't happen. I always wanted that. Superb. Yeah. Very, very funny. I don't have a Donald Trump impression.
You do. You yeah. do have a Donald Trump.
It's new. I'm sorry to try it out here. I hadn't worked on it.
This is good.
Something
is
I should have do at home before coming on the
Not
show.
At all. Yeah. Not at all. We don't. I'm improvising all of this.
You are?
Just, yeah, okay. yeah. The writers just write it down after the show's over. It's all just like. Now you got the new movie. You're in a couple of new movies. You're in Manchester by the Sea. And
yes.
Rules Don't Apply, the new Warren Beatty movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's he like to work with? Because he's an icon. He's a giant. He's a link to an earlier a golden age.
Sorry.
I need a tissue. Is that funny?
Yeah, it made me laugh. He is a link to. This is so formal.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he is. There aren't a lot of Warren Beatty's left.
No, there aren't. There's only one, and his name is Warren Beatty.
Well, one imagines he's got it in spades then.
Yeah, and he's a great, you know, he's a wonderful director, and it was amazing, mm-hmm. amazing to meet him even, and then to work with him and to act with him. I loved it. I've loved him since forever.
Yeah.
And
this
I stayed.
The first thing, what?
I ended up staying at his house, you know.
I did not know. You stayed at his house?
Yes.
Why did you stay at his house?
Well, partly to save some money for the production, in my opinion. But I'm from New York, and I was in the guest house just for rehearsal or something. He let me stay in the guest house. And then they were like, you know, you can just stay for the whole shoot. Because, I don't have a place
How
in L.A.
Long?
Months.
Really?
Yeah, I lived in a beautiful house just below Warren Beatty, down the hill.
So he could see
Yeah, he could check
you?
On me. Yeah.
You were out late last night, Broderick. Yeah.
And one night I actually did. We did a night shoot, and I came home very late, and I had forgot the clicker in my car. I had switched cars, and I didn't move I couldn't open the gate. So I was terrified. I pushed the bell thinking, you know, somebody would answer, some worker, you know, or something. And I pushed it, and Annette Bening is like, hello? Like, it's Matthew, I'm sorry, I can't, oh, no, it's no problem at all.
You're like their teenage son.
Yes, and they have teenagers around the house, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt like, after that, I was like, I'm sorry, Mrs. B, that I buzzed the door late, and, you know, I tried to avoid her in the house.
Uh-huh.
I'm so embarrassed. Uh-huh.
Well, we got to take a little break here, but can you stick around? Because
I got a great
opportunity for you. I got several great opportunities for you.
Oh.
You're all going to want to know what they are.
Oh.
So stick around. We'll be right back with Mr. Matthew Broderick.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Welcome back. We're here with our friend, Matthew Broderick, and you know, if there's one thing that everybody there knows, and I know you know, is that we at The Late Show always want to help. We're trying to help people.
Yeah, I do know that.
And the last time that you were on here was we were doing a live show,
mm-hmm.
and you were nice to come on. You didn't have anything to promote at the time.
I know. As
a matter of fact, you had no gig lined up at all.
That's right.
You had no job.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as an attempt to help, we actually, we put up a phone number that people could call, 1-855-968-MATT, for people to offer you jobs.
That's so kind of you. That's great. Yeah. Did you get some, anybody?
Yeah. We got hundreds of offers for you.
That's amazing.
And I know you're busy. Do you have anything lined up after these two movies? Are you...
Well, you know, honestly, I don't, Stephen. So,
Okay, well, fantastic. Know, but these are actual offers. These are recordings that we got from you. It was last January, so I'm not sure if all these jobs still exist. But we got these offers for you last January.
Why didn't you show me them more? All right. Yeah.
The Super Bowl came around and we were busy and stuff like that. I apologize.
Whatever.
But I'm sure you're Matt Broderick. I'm sure they still got these jobs too. So these are actual offers. We have removed the phone numbers from here, but we have the phone numbers of these people if you ever want to go like get these jobs. Okay. So from 1-855-968-MATT, let's go to the first one here. This is an actual offer from Dave Thomas from Kentucky. Jim?
Yes, my name is David Thomas from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm willing to pay $25 an hour. I've got some gutters that need to be cleaned out. I'm not a big fan of ladders, so that would be great if you'd like to come on by. I'd also chip in a free hot meal.
Wow. Hot meal?
Hot meal. I'm not used to that. Boy, that would be nice.
Did Warren Beatty and Annette Bening provide the hot meal?
No.
Oh, no.
Sandwiches and, you know, Tang.
So, any interest in the how you go with ladders?
Gutters,
are you good with height? Good with heights?
I'm okay with. Could one of my servants do the actual gutter cleaning, or would I?
We can find out. You want to try another one?
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
So.
Okay. That's something to look at, though.
Okay, we'll put a maybe.
Yeah.
We'll put a maybe. Put a question mark on it. Okay. Next up, let's go to number two. Jim, check number two.
My name is Jerry Hansen. I would like to offer Matthew a job as a Chinese tutor.
A tutor? A Chinese tutor.
I did not know you spoke Chinese.
I don't. Do you need to speak Chinese to do that?
You might want to hire a servant who speaks Chinese. Okay, this one is from Lang from Mountain Home, Arkansas. Number five, Jim.
Hey, this is Lang in Mountain Home, Arkansas, and I need someone to come build a shelf for my cats to jump up on our back porch hand railing so they can see when we're coming to bring them food. So I think that would be perfect. Bye.
Do you have any experience with cats?
I do. I have a cat. So that's good.
Does your cat have a shelf?
No, we don't have a shelf for the cat that I...
Would you think
like a special shelf. You can't put up no books, just for the cat.
Just for the cat. You jump up on this so
yeah,
the cat can see you.
I think I could do that,
You could build a shelf. Ever built a shelf?
I have put up shelves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm lying. But,
Well, that's good enough to get a job.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Well, Matthew Broderick, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday, after The Equalizer, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings... early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.